From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ceasefire deal reached for eastern Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising the efforts of key world leaders to end the pro-Russian uprising in eastern Ukraine, saying he expects a truce deal reached Thursday in Belarus to be honored by all parties. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France announced a pullback of forces battling near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire set to begin on Sunday. French President François Hollande said the deal, if honored, amounts to a comprehensive political solution, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking after the talks ended, said it offers a glimmer of hope. The United States, which consulted closely with its allies, did not participate in the Minsk summit, but the White House is calling the deal a potentially significant step toward a peaceful resolution of the conflict. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it is up to Russian President Putin to change his behavior.
I think we should be very clear that Vladimir Putin needs to know that unless his behavior changes, the sanctions we have in place won't be altered.
President Putin says the parties managed to agree on the main issues, including the withdrawal of heavy weapons from the conflict area. The International Monetary Fund agreed on a $17.5 billion bailout deal for Ukraine. It'll help stabilize the country's finances. Greece and its international creditors agreed Thursday at a European Union summit in Brussels to launch technical discussions on the debt-ridden country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. A Friday meeting will be held today to find common ground between Greece and the EU lenders. This is VOA News. In northeastern Nigeria, eyewitnesses say at least seven people were killed Thursday in an apparent suicide bombing in the town of Biu. Reports say a female aboard the bus may have been responsible for setting off the blast. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is condemning attacks against its volunteers in Guinea, warning such violence risks spreading the Ebola virus. Two volunteers were seriously beaten in western Guinea last Sunday. Lisa Schlein has details.
Attacks against Red Cross workers in Guinea are not new. There has been an average of 10 attacks per month since last March, soon after the Ebola outbreak in that country began. But this latest incident was particularly serious and scary. The Red Cross team leader for Ebola coordination and support in Geneva, Beerta Hald, has just returned from West Africa. She tells VOA the Red Cross volunteers were attacked by an angry mob while trying to provide a safe and dignified burial in the community. Hald says there is still a lot of misunderstanding about how Ebola is spread. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An Egyptian court released two Al Jazeera journalists on Thursday after adjourning their retrial on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood until February 23rd. A judge set bail at $33,000 for Mohamed Fahmy and no bail for his colleague Bahar Mohamed. A third Al Jazeera journalist from Australia was freed and sent home on February 1st. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns that Yemen is on the brink of collapse. Houthi rebels dissolved parliament and announced they will establish a new presidential council after the resignation and house arrest of President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The United Nations chief said Yemen's neighbors are very concerned the situation will deteriorate without the international community sending a strong signal that the country's transition must not be undermined. Mr. Ban warned that Yemen faces political, security, and humanitarian challenges.
Let me be clear. Yemen is collapsing before our eyes. We cannot stand by and watch.
The worsening security conditions prompted the United States, Britain, and France to close their Yemen embassies. Mr. Ban said the focus must be on helping Yemen quickly reestablish a legitimate government authority. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Amnesty International says authorities in mainland China have tortured at least two jail supporters of the Hong Kong pro-democracy protests that paralyzed large parts of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory, and it happened last year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.